Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
I'm George Lizas, spiritual teacher, psychic healer, and number one best-selling author. It wasn't long ago that I was stuck in a soul-draining job, held back by fears and limiting beliefs that stopped me from following my purpose and making a positive impact in the world. Fast forward past many hours of inner work and lessons learned, I now write books and teach courses to help you find and follow your purpose too. I created the Lit Up Lightworker podcast to empower you with simple, actionable, step-by-step spiritual tools and practices to overcome what holds you back and light up the world. If you're a spiritual seeker yearning for a more soulful and purposeful life, you're in the right place. Let's get started. Lightworker, welcome to another episode of the Lit Up Lightworker podcast. Before we get started with today's episode, I'm excited to announce that my third book, Protect Your Light, a practical guide to energy protection, cleansing, and cutting cords, is now available to order globally on Amazon. In the book, you'll learn powerful practices to cleanse, shield, and strengthen your energy. Specifically, you'll get to cut cords to toxic relationships, remove psychic daggers of attack and other negative energy attachments, and even learn how to effectively protect your energy online. When you order the book, you also get the Psychic Scanning Online Workshop for free, during which I'll guide you to turn on your psychic vision and scan your body for all types of energy attack so you can clear them. And you can visit protectyourlightbook.com to get all the details. Also, be sure to download one of my free guides in the description of this episode that will help guide your spiritual journey. You'll find guides on finding your purpose, developing your intuition, and protecting your energy. In today's episode, we're talking about healing transgenerational trauma. In my psychic clearing sessions, I start by scanning the client's energy field to identify energetic blocks that prevent them from moving forward with their life and purpose. And almost always, when I dig deeper into a seemingly superficial issue, I find an ancestral connection. There usually is some kind of transgenerational trauma, limiting belief or conditioning, or even a curse that creates a blockage. Did you know that science already backs up the existence of inherited transgenerational trauma and conditioning? And there are many healing modalities that we can use to heal it. One of these healing modalities that I've personally used in my healing journey has been family constellations therapy. This is often done in a group setting in which the therapist has people who are not related to the client take on roles of various family members to act out dynamics related to the client's concerns. In this episode of the podcast, I chat to family constellations therapist Marine Cellini about identifying and healing ancestral wounds, traumas, and conditioning. Specifically, we talk about the degree to which your beliefs are affected by your ancestors, ways of healing transgenerational trauma, how familial conditioning affects our lives, and a process of practicing family constellations. When you're done listening to the episode, make sure to come within your Spiritual Toolkit Facebook group and let us know how you enjoyed the episode. Marine Cellini is a New York, Miami-based family constellations therapist, author, and speaker. She offers in-person and virtual private sessions and workshops. She also speaks on panel discussions at conferences, delivering motivational speeches. Since 2019, she partnered with Goop Health as an expert, and in 2020, she joined Hay House, where her book was published, Connected Fates, Separate Destinies, Using Family Constellations Therapy to Recover from Inherited Stories and Trauma. Her unique approach to family constellations helps people heal from family wounds and find individual blocks rooted in the family system. Her clients are able to get to the root of their pain in order to not only heal themselves, but the generations before and after them. Her greatest passion is sharing the transformative power of family constellations. Marine, welcome to the Lit Up Lightworker podcast.
Thank you so much for having me. Thank you.
I am so excited to have you here to chat about family constellations. I remember I first heard about it a few years ago. I went to Spain, to Madrid specifically, and my Airbnb host told me she did family constellations. I'm like, what is that? She showed me like little figures, like plastic figures that she moved around. I'm like, what is happening here? What is, like, I'm just, well, by that point I had published two books, like I was deep into spirituality and had never heard of family constellations. And then fast forward a couple of months ago, maybe more, I tried family constellations via Zoom online with just me taking on different positions and chatting. And I was so amazed at how deeply rooted our issues were. I do a lot of psychic work myself where I explore ancestral traumas and conditioning, etc. But I had never seen it play out within me as I took on different positions. So I knew it was such a powerful practice. That's why I wanted to bring you on. But before we go into how it all works, I want to hear a little bit about your story as to how you came to discover this work and teach it.
So it's a long story, but I'm going to try to make it short. I studied psychology because I wanted to become a psychologist back to Paris. And then after my studies, I decided to move to America in Miami. And I hit rock bottom around the age of 25, 26, and I met a person who introduced me to family constellations. She was like, you got to try, it's amazing, it's powerful, it's like changing, it's gonna be amazing. And at that time, I was a pretty skeptical Frenchy woman, like, yeah, sure, you know, like, great, you know, like, it's gonna happen, miracles. Well, actually, I was speechless because I wanted to work on love and why I cannot attract my soulmate and my man. I was pissed off, actually. And what the field, this is where the constellation takes its own place, showed me that actually in my family story, women are strong, men are weak. And I was just repeating, you know, like, of course, unconsciously the same pattern. I was like, wow. I've never thought, you know, like of it. Like this new perception, this new image was actually a relief. Because finally I was going to be able to work with something palpable, concrete. So that's how and when, you know, like I got introduced to family constellations. I worked on myself for, again, a year and a half, you know, like I studied with Mark Wallin, Susie Turker, like I moved to New York and I just became passionate about the work. Because I really, really witnessed, you know, like the power of it, like you were saying, with your own experience. And then it's less than a decade that I've decided to not be a psychologist anymore, but do the family constellations modality.
I love it. And I love the fact that you do have a psychological background, because then you can use that scientific approach to like guide your clients and explore their relationships. So let's start defining our terms for people who don't know what family constellations is. What is it? How would you define it?
So family constellations is a way of breaking free from your family system, your family story, to uncover and dissolve any blockages affecting your health, your love life, your friendships, your career, like anything through the lens of your family story. Because 90% of the time, it's not about you. It's about what happened in your past with your ancestors, with your parents, grandparents, and was unspoken, hidden. Because the family system is always looking for reparation. So if the current generation does not take care of it by acknowledging what's going on, the family system is going to ask to a future family member, okay, out of loyalty, because you want to belong, you need to take care of it.
Oh my goodness.
And then you feel stuck and powerless because you are doing everything possible, you know, George, you know, to heal, but it still feels not enough, you know, like it's like, but what's wrong with me? You know, like what? I cannot heal, you know, like this burden, because sweetie, it never belongs to you. So that's
I got goosebumps right now, because when you just said something that happened and it was unspoken. Because how many things go unspoken and then we don't even know them, we're not even aware of them. Like even if we're conscious, like we want to do the work, because they were never spoken, we cannot see them. So family constellations helps bring that to the surface. So can you explain from a practical sense how it works? I think that was the one, that was the point that it was hard for me to realize how exactly it works with people and not.
Yeah, yeah. You can do it in a workshop setting with people. You can also do it in private. Okay,
like so give us all the options here.
Exactly. So I use footsteps in person, private, like the figurines, you know, that you mentioned earlier, and remotely. Actually, I use cards. Okay, so that's just the same process. It's just going to create this field of energy representing how, on a subconscious level, you have been connecting all of the elements together. By elements, I mean family members, emotions, situations, anything that you have been dealing with. So for example, if you're like, Maureen, I have anxiety, I have eating disorders, I cannot get pregnant, I was sexually abused, I'm going to ask you questions about what happened before you. Because keep one thing in mind, it did not start with you. You are just, you know, like trying to heal, to fix, to save, to reconcile something or someone else's life / destiny. So then the family system can breathe again. Can finally, you know, like be like, okay, we are good. It got acknowledged. It got recognized. So the process is the same, just different, you know, like dynamic here.
I get it. And I could feel it when I was getting into the different positions. When I worked with the therapist, we use crystals to represent different family members. Beautiful. Now, my question now is, how can we access the energy and the feelings and the beliefs of ancestors that we've never met? I think that's what prevents people from really understanding this.
I agree with you. Okay. It's the same question with Maureen. When you don't know anything about your family, what do you do? You know, like when your family does not talk. Your body knows. So when you are going to think and to feel about a new dynamic, a new issue, your body is going to give you these sensations, these tensions, this gut feeling like it does not really make sense, but I can deeply feel it in my gut that I'm on the right path. So that's also how it works. Because there is a story, which is the first part of doing a constellation, but then it's only about feeling. And when you do a workshop, you don't know any of the participants. And the participants are going to channel the exact same words, the exact same energy of your father, uncle, mother, and you're like, okay, what's going on here? Because that's weird, okay? That's a bit hocus pocus here. But it's just because we connect with our body. There is a structure, you know, like allowing all of us to finally feel. And that's where all of our answers are.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
It's what they say, that the mind may forget, but the body never forgets, because our body holds all the answers. So everything is here. Now, how far can we go? Because I remember when I did my constellation, we started with my immediate family, my father, mother, etc. And then we went all the way back to the ancient times to identify a cultural trauma that Cyprus went through. We went through the war. And the different, like the war between the Turks and the Cypriots and how it all played out. And I realized that a lot of the issues that I had were connected to events that happened further back in my ancestry. So how far, essentially, do our ancestral traumas go?
Oof. On seven generations, at least. Me, I always go to the great-grandparents. I don't go any further because otherwise it's just too much and you cannot really identify and understand, you know, the entire process. But just for you know, when you do a constellation, it has an impact on seven generations. Three before you, you in the middle, three after you. So you are not only healing your own life, your own destiny, you're also working on behalf of your parents, grandparents, and great-grandparents. And same thing for your children, grandchildren, and great-grandchildren. So the thing is, as soon as you know you got the story, for example, you know, if you say, Maureen, my family is from Poland, of course, historically speaking, World War II, you know, like Jewish, you know, death, alcohol, you know, like you already know, you know, like what happened, you know, like 50 years ago, 60 years ago, 80 years ago. So you can also connect the dots, you know, like this way. But of course, it can be, yes, seven generations, even 10 generations, you know, like you just need to find the root of the issue and then you just acknowledge it.
I love it. And like psychically, because the way I work with people is I scan them and I see their ancestors coming in and they communicate different stuff. So I'm wondering, like in a family constellation session, can our ancestors, as like the spirits of their souls, come in and support the process? Because I remember when I was doing this work myself, because of my own work, though, my psychic work, I could feel my great-grandmother coming in and just talking through me and just guiding me, etc. So have you ever experienced that or have seen people do that? And where do you stand on this?
I believe in it. I believe that even right now, I'm not on my own. My ancestors are here, you know, like, so I do believe that when we start doing the healing work, our ancestors will send us signs, you know, and help us as well. I do think when we set up a constellation, yes, all of them are standing there, you know, like just supporting, you know, like the reconciliation. So it's not mentioned, but I can feel deeply, you know, like sometimes, you know, like this help, support from heaven, like name it, you know what, like it's your own belief. But yes, I do believe in it.
Yes, 100% as well. And it makes you feel more, if you believe in it, more secure, and just really know that the healing has taken place because you know they're with you and you know you're helping them as well in the way of doing that. Now, do we need to know the history of our family in order to do a family constellation session? Is that important?
It's always helpful. I'm not gonna lie. But also not knowing about your family story is actually a strong information and indication that something was kept as a secret. Like, again, nothing was shared. So it already gives me so much information that we don't even need to go any further. Of course, you know, like by knowing a few events, situations, what happened to your grandma, to your grandpa, yes, it's going to be helpful to maybe disentangle yourself, you know, like from a strong, you know, like fate or understanding your trauma. But be reassured that the field, the constellation in itself, I don't want to say will work, it's magic, because I don't want to use magic, you know, for family constellation, but you will be guided. Don't worry about that.
And sense.
Yeah.
So are all our fears and our limiting beliefs connected, or to some degree at least, to ancestral conditioning or trauma or anything?
90% of the time. 90% of the time, because, you know, when you are born, like as an innocent little newborn, new baby, you just receive a bunch of information right away, you know, like, oh, you're a girl, you're so pretty, you're a boy, do not cry, you know, like you witness mom is sad right now, dad is screaming, oh no, they're very much in love, you know, like, so you are conditioned, you know, like you hear also sentences. How many times my grandmother used to tell me, you will let me know when you will get married, okay? Like meaning at 20 years old, you know, like, so then I can get ready, you know, like, and then I will be a great grandma. Like, it's just, you know, or my mom telling me, be independent, my daughter, you know, like, it's just, you know, like, insignificant, you know, like, tiny details. But then, no matter what, this is what creates your belief system and how you see yourself. So then, finally, normally, when you're a teenager, that's when you break free from it, if your parents are able, actually, to support you, to hold this space of, like, what we did for you, we thought it was the best. But we also now give you permission to create your own best. If you want to keep a few of our values and beliefs, please do it. Otherwise, we will respect you.
Oh my goodness, that is so powerful work. And because you're a psychologist yourself, I'm currently doing my master's in psychology. Oops. So a lot of the psychotherapeutic techniques are all about changing behaviors or changing your mind, which works in the short term, in my experience, because if you don't deal with those root causes there that go way back than just a behavior you have in this lifetime or the way you think, then you just relapse and you just come back to the same thing over and over again. And I think a lot of the revolution we're experiencing right now in healing is this integration of different paths of healing, not just looking at the mind, but also accessing like ancestral blocks and physical blocks, emotional, mental, etc. Now, speaking of emotional and mental blocks, there is a lot of talk around re-traumatization. When you experience an old trauma, that this idea of if you're not guided and if you don't know how to deal with it, you may get re-traumatized. Can you speak a little bit about that? Because I think it's important for people to, when they go into it, they do it with someone that knows how to guide them correctly.
I agree with you. That's very, very important. Because the thing is now with all of these new famous, actually, ayahuasca, bufo, you know, like, you need also to be very careful to have your person on your side, meaning a therapist, a psychologist, a healer, like someone, you know, that can guide you in order to process all of this new information. Because how many times, I don't know if it happened to you, George, got a new client and she's like, Maureen, I did an ayahuasca, I was raped by my father. Hold on a minute here. You know, like, it's like, you know, I've seen it. I'm like, okay, maybe you have seen it, but did you ever feel, you know, that something happened, you know, like with your father? It's like, no, not really, you know, but I had a sense. I'm like, okay, do not take this road. That's where the danger is. So yes, you need to be very cautious and aware with whom you are going to work with. Because working on your trauma, opening, you know, like, it's a wonderful gift to yourself. Don't get me wrong here. But you need to be supported. Because your nervous system cannot go from I'm completely fucked up to okay, I got everything, you know, like, and that's what a few people actually sell to their audience. Do 4 hours with me and don't worry, you're gonna attract your soulmate, you're gonna be healed, you're gonna be great. No, not in 4 hours, sweetie. There is no magic pill. You got to do the work. You got to have a routine, you know, like every day, meditation, dancing, boxing, I don't care. But you need also to set up a healthy environment to receive everything that you are going to uncover. And then you can just, you know, like on your own timing, not rushing, because we are part of this new generation. We want everything fast, quick fix. No. So really be aware of it. Thank you so much, George, for bringing this up, because yeah, it's very important.
I am very passionate about this point as well. There is no magic pill. Like, you have to do the work. My second book is called Lightworkers Gotta Work. And I wrote this as a response to this, because I see so many people just vibing, and I'm like, oh, I'm raising my vibration, I'm changing the world, I'm changing. No, you have to actually do the work. You have to get out there, like get down and dirty and break through, break down to break through, essentially, mm-hmm. but do it in a supportive way. Now, how many sessions would you say on average do most people need to go through a family constellation session and see results?
That's a tricky question. Because with family constellations, by just doing one constellation, sometimes you can already get your reconciliation. So in a way, you don't need to do more on this issue, okay? But you can work on different issues. We also have the tendency to overcomplicate, overanalyze, overprocess, you know, what information that actually, again, your nervous system needs time. It took you 25 years to really, you know, like believe in this fake belief. How possibly your nervous system can process an information in 1 hour? So in family constellation, we work one issue at a time. Sometimes, George, I get one client sent by his or her own therapist to work on one specific issue. And I will just be working with this patient once and then going back, you know, like to your therapist, okay? Sometimes I'm going to work with someone, like I would say 6 months, a year. Most of the time, it's 3 years maximum. Because again, but this is a personal, you know, like reason, I don't believe in more, especially with the same person. Because then no matter what, there is a codependency feeling between the therapist and the client. And here, I'm sorry, but it's unfair. It's unfair to your clients. You are like, I mean, like, you don't even, you know, he cannot even trust you anymore, you know, but it's like you're just using him or her, you know, like making him feel like there is something wrong with you, while actually the work needs to be done. You need to commit, you do it, but then it's all about life. It's like re-experiencing with life, you're re-engaging with life, reconnecting with life. And none of the therapies here or there, you know, will help you, you know, to do this if you don't take as well as this leap of faith while being supported by a great therapist.
Yes, it's not about pedestaling, because that happens so much when you pedestal someone and then you expect them to be the solution. But a good therapist must self-empower the other person to give them the tools they need to grow. I 100% agree with you. And even from my experience, just to share my experience with the sessions, I only did one session and I felt like I healed that specific issue that I went for. But I could feel, I could see the potential of going even deeper with it or working on other topics. So there's always more you can do, but I got results from even that first session, like deep transformation and shift in my mindset. Okay, so are there any supportive or complementary practices that you usually recommend to people going through family constellations that can support the whole process? Because as you said, your nervous system, everything changes, your belief system shifts. So how can we support ourselves to ensure that these mindset shifts and whole body transformation actually sticks?
I love giving symbolical acts. And I learned this with Alejandro Jodorowsky. I don't know if you know him, but I'm passionate about his work because it's a combination of family constellations and tarot. And his book, Psycho Magic, is one of my favorite book ever. And I love giving to my clients, you know, like symbolical acts. So then they can just do it on their own. They can just like process information on their own and make it ours. It's mine, you know, because again, it's one thing that it makes sense to me, but who cares? It's not my life at the end of the day. I just go back to mine and you go back to yours. So by maybe placing a pictures of your parents behind your pillow to feel supported, a picture of your inner child on your nightstand or on your phone because you want to reconnect with her or him, and you say, I see you, I hear you, I recognize you, I love you. You can also write letters of recognition to my Polish ancestors. I recognize a war, I recognize a pen, and then you just burn it or you throw it away. You can also light up a candle. You can practice affirmations. Like, I strongly believe in this like well-being routine in order to reinforce the work that we just did together.
So powerful. And I just remembered, so that the reason I did my family constellation session was to find closure in my relationship with my dad. He passed away last year and we didn't have the chance to like resolve things in between us. So we did that. I did this to find closure, and I found the closure at the end. And finally, I felt inspired to put my dad's picture in an altar that I have to dedicate to my ancestors. So before I couldn't, because it didn't feel right. But after that and finding the closure, I'm like, you know what? Yes. So I put his picture there, and even today I went there and I attended to it and I added like a little bracelet that he has. So it's definitely bringing the work into our living environment is so powerful. Yeah. Oh my goodness, I'm getting more excited about family constellations talking to you. Maureen, thank you so much for sharing all this powerful guidance with us. And can you please let everyone know how they can work with you and where they can get your book from?
So you can work with me remotely, you know, like thanks to COVID in a way, you know, like everything has changed. So, but that's great because then I can work with, you know, like France, Japan, China, Australia. My website is www.marinecellini.com. You can book online your session. You can also follow me on Instagram, Facebook, Marine Cellini. I always share a lot of information that I hope are useful, no matter what. Then from my book, Connected Fates, Separate Destinies. It's available again everywhere, you know, on Amazon, of course, but Goodwill, you know, like wherever you want. It's also going to be translated in French, Arabic, Turkish right now, and Hungarian for now.
Amazing.
And I'm in Miami. Yes, I'm based in Miami. I also travel in New York and LA sometimes to offer workshops. So yeah, just follow me, you know, like on any social medias, and you will get the update, you know, like every day.
Perfect. And of course, all the links will be in the show notes below. Maureen, thank you so much for coming on the podcast and teaching us about family constellations. Wishing you a lovely rest of your day.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for listening to the Lit Up Lightworker podcast. Before you go, make sure to grab your free workbook to find your life purpose at georgelizas.com/life purpose.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.